2 years later, Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the river Nile and saw 7 healthy cows feeding on the riverside. Then he saw 7 sickly cows, which ate the 7 healthy cows. Pharaoh woke, then had a second dream. When he went back to sleep, 7 rich ears of corn on one stalk, followed by 7 withered ears, which ate the 7 rich ears. None of Pharaoh's wise men could interpret the dreams. Then the cupbearer told Pharaoh how Joseph could understand dreams. Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and Joseph told Pharaoh the meaning of his dreams. The 7 healthy cows and 7 rich ears meant 7 good years for Egypt. The 7 sickly cows and 7 withered ears meant 7 years of famine. Joseph also told Pharaoh what to do. Use a tax to collect 1/5 of all grain in the 7 good years. Then, during the 7 years of famine, use the collected grain to feed Egypt. Pharaoh and his ministers were so impressed by Joseph's wisdom that Pharaoh made Joseph governor of the whole of Egypt, second only to Pharaoh himself. Pharaoh gave Joseph Asenath, a priest's daughter, as his wife. Joseph was now 30 years old, having spent more than 10 years in Egypt. For the next 7 years, Joseph travelled all over Egypt, supervising the collection of grain. Before the famine began, Joseph and Asenath had 2 sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. When the famine began, Pharaoh told the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph and do what he tells you." People from all over Egypt and from other countries went to Joseph to buy grain during the famine. Dear God, thank you for turning things around in Joseph's life.